Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news-ad-free. That's amazon.com/news-ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Wednesday, December 28th, 2022. I'm Rich Stravolino. China's National Press and Publication Administration granted publishing licenses for 45 foreign video games and 84 domestic games in the country. This includes titles from Tencent, NetEase, ByteDance, Pokemon Unite from Nintendo, and Valorant by Riot Games. Chinese regulators severely limited game approvals in the country since August 2021. The U.S. Internal Revenue Service delayed implementation of a tax code change that would have required declaring exchanges over $600 on digital payment platforms on this year's taxes. Currently, payments through apps like Venmo and Airbnb require issuing a 1099-K form to a business user if an account makes at least 200 transactions that total $20,000 or more. The tax code change passed last year as part of the American Rescue Plan and will now go into effect for transactions in 2023. LG Innotek announced the Optical Zoom Camera, a periscope-style optical zoom module for smartphones able to achieve a 4 to 9 times zoom range with full resolution. It includes zoom actuators to move lens elements, includes optical image stabilization, and reduced thickness compared to other periscope zooms. LG worked with Qualcomm to integrate the tech into the Snapdragon 8 Gen 2 platform, and it will appear in phones announced at CES next week. The information sources say Amazon began work on a standalone app for watching sports content, separate from its Prime Video app. No word on if or when Amazon will release it. The startup Movano announced the Evi Smart Ring, specifically designed for tracking women's health. Aside from typical heart rate, blood oxygen, and respiration rate tracking, it offers features like period and ovulation tracking, menstrual symptom tracking, and mood tracking. It's planning to seek FDA clearance on Evi, having already completed a successful trial to demonstrate accuracy of its heart rate and blood oxygen tracking. It's expected to cost around $300, with no plans for subscription features. Movano will announce more details at CES. Microsoft began rolling out formula suggestions and formula by example features to the web version of Excel for Microsoft 365 subscribers. Suggestions will offer formula suggestions when a user types in an equal sign and it's based around surrounding cell data. Formula by example will automatically detect patterns in data and offer to fill out the rest of a column. The smart home device maker Aquera will delay rolling out support for the Matter smart home standard until January 2023, saying it needed more time to ensure the customer experience was right. The update will make over 40 Aquera Zigbee devices compatible with Matter. Nikkei Asia reports Apple's Japan unit must pay 13 billion yen, about 98 million US dollars, in back taxes for bulk device sales to foreign tourists that were inappropriately exempted from the country's consumption tax. Tourists staying in Japan up to 6 months can buy items without paying a consumption tax, but that does not apply to purchases meant for resale. Intel and VLSI agreed to dismiss a Delaware court case involving 5 processor technology patents. The case was dismissed with prejudice, so it can't be brought again. The two parties still have ongoing patent litigation in California and Texas. Last year, Intel lost 2 patent cases to VLSI, paying over $3 billion in damages. The U.S. House of Representatives administrative arm issued new rules banning the app TikTok on House-managed devices. This follows legislation from 19 states that have at least partially blocked the app on state-managed devices and the recently passed omnibus spending bill, which bans TikTok on federally managed hardware. Mastodon founder Eugen Rochko told the Financial Times it rejected more than 5 investment offers worth hundreds of thousands of dollars from venture capital firms in recent months. Rochko also called Mastodon's nonprofit status untouchable, saying the independence and moderation choices across servers were part of its appeal. Mastodon development is currently funded by donations, with over 8,500 donors on Patreon currently paying over £25,000 a month. And finally, back in May, a user on 4chan leaked a 2001 3D build of the infamously delayed game Duke Nukem Forever. Now, the same leaker posted an even earlier 2D iteration from 1996. The gameplay is reminiscent of the first two 2D games in the series, but uses 3D rendering rather than pixel art. Neither shows much relation to the 3D title eventually released by Gearbox Software in 2011. Remember, for more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to Daily Tech News Show, dailytechnewsshow.com. You can find show notes and links to all these headlines there as well. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you next time. And from all of us here at Daily Tech Headlines, remember, have a super sparkly day.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.